Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel intermedio B2. Convocatoria extraordinaria de 2020.
This test has 3 tasks. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. You will hear some extracts. For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are 2 headings you will not need. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the headings. Extract 0.
Civil rights activist and comedian Dick Gregory has died. He was 84 years old. Gregory was known for using humor, particularly satire, to help bridge racial divides. He was a crossover comedian, popular with black and white audiences during the 1960s, which was a rarity at the time. Later in life, he spoke on issues including police brutality, sexism, and animal rights. Gregory died Saturday in Washington, D.C.
Extract number 1.
Actress Rose Marie died Thursday at the age of 94. She was best known for her role on The Dick Van Dyke Show, where she played comedy writer Sally Rogers. Her career began when she was 3 years old and spanned several decades. A documentary about her titled Wait for Your Laugh came out in November of 2017.
Extract number 2.
Actress Doris Day has died at age 97. Day got her start singing on the radio. She recorded her first big hit, Sentimental Journey, in 1945, and she reportedly was the highest paid female singer in the world a year later. She went on to be a huge box office draw in the 1950s and 60s. After retiring from acting in the 70s, Day dedicated much of her time to the welfare of animals.
Extract number 3.
Russi Taylor, an iconic voice actor and Disney legend, died on Friday at the age of 75. She voiced Minnie Mouse for over 30 years in hundreds of Disney projects, spanning from movies to TV to theme parks. Taylor was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts in 1944 and wanted to work for Disney since childhood. Decades later, she beat out 200 other voice actors in her audition for Minnie Mouse. She was also known for her roles in many animated projects, including The Flintstones, The Simpsons, and DuckTales.
Extract number 4.
Peter Fonda, the co-writer and star of the 1960s counterculture film Easy Rider, has died. He was 79. Born in 1940, Fonda was the son of Hollywood star Henry Fonda. He would go on to become a film star in his own right, rising to prominence as a result of co-writing and acting in the seminal 1969 film Easy Rider. He would eventually be nominated for the Academy Award for Best Actor in 1997 for his role in Yuli's Gold. Fonda is survived by his wife, sister, and children.
Extract number 5.
Award-winning actor and playwright Sam Shepard has died. He first gained prominence writing plays and performing in off-Broadway productions. In 1979, he took the Pulitzer Prize for writing Buried Child. Shepard gained wider fame as an actor when he appeared in 1983's The Right Stuff. He continued appearing on stage and on screen. More recently, he acted in Netflix's Bloodline. Shepard is survived by his 3 children.
Extract number 6.
The dynamic and controversial actor and comedian Jerry Lewis has died. Lewis was known as a legendary physical comedian and longtime comic partner to singer Dean Martin. The two began performing together in the mid-1940s and became one of the most successful duos in show business. In his later years, Lewis took up the cause of muscular dystrophy awareness. He hosted annual telethons wherein he raised over $2 billion to fight the disease, earning him a Nobel Peace Prize nomination. In the last...
Extract number 7.
Former Glee star Mark Salling was found dead, according to TMZ. The outlet reports his body was found near a river in Sunland, California. Salling starred in Fox's Glee for all 6 seasons as Noah Puckerman, better known as Puck on the show. TMZ is reporting he died of an apparent suicide, but the cause of death has not been confirmed. Salling was weeks away from his sentencing on child pornography possession charges. He pleaded guilty to the charges late last year. Authorities discovered...
Now, listen again. Extract number 1.
Actress Rose Marie died Thursday at the age of 94. She was best known for her role on The Dick Van Dyke Show, where she played comedy writer Sally Rogers. Her career began when she was 3 years old and spanned several decades. A documentary about her titled Wait for Your Laugh came out in November of 2017.
Extract number 2.
Actress Doris Day has died at age 97. Day got her start singing on the radio. She recorded her first big hit, Sentimental Journey, in 1945, and she reportedly was the highest paid female singer in the world a year later. She went on to be a huge box office draw in the 1950s and 60s. After retiring from acting in the 70s, Day dedicated much of her time to the welfare of animals.
Extract number 3.
Russie Taylor, an iconic voice actor and Disney legend, died on Friday at the age of 75. She voiced Minnie Mouse for over 30 years in hundreds of Disney projects, spanning from movies to TV to theme parks. Taylor was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts in 1944 and wanted to work for Disney since childhood. Decades later, she beat out 200 other voice actors in her audition for Minnie Mouse. She was also known for her roles in many animated projects, including The Flintstones, The Simpsons, and DuckTales.
Extract number 4.
Peter Fonda, the co-writer and star of the 1960s counterculture film Easy Rider, has died. He was 79. Born in 1940, Fonda was the son of Hollywood star Henry Fonda. He would go on to become a film star in his own right, rising to prominence as a result of co-writing and acting in the seminal 1969 film Easy Rider. He would eventually be nominated for the Academy Award for Best Actor in 1997 for his role in Yuli's Gold. Fonda is survived by his wife, sister, and children.
Extract number 5.
Award-winning actor and playwright Sam Shepard has died. He first gained prominence writing plays and performing in off-Broadway productions. In 1979, he took the Pulitzer Prize for writing Buried Child. Shepard gained wider fame as an actor when he appeared in 1983's The Right Stuff. He continued appearing on stage and on screen. More recently, he acted in Netflix's Bloodline. Shepard is survived by his 3 children.
Extract number 6.
The dynamic and controversial actor and comedian Jerry Lewis has died. Lewis was known as a legendary physical comedian and longtime comic partner to singer Dean Martin. The two began performing together in the mid-1940s and became one of the most successful duos in show business. In his later years, Lewis took up the cause of muscular dystrophy awareness. He hosted annual telethons wherein he raised over $2 billion to fight the disease, earning him a Nobel Peace Prize nomination. In the last...
Extract number 7.
Former Glee star Mark Salling was found dead, according to TMZ. The outlet reports his body was found near a river in Sunland, California. Salling starred in Fox's Glee for all 6 seasons as Noah Puckerman, better known as Puck on the show. TMZ is reporting he died of an apparent suicide, but the cause of death has not been confirmed. Salling was weeks away from his sentencing on child pornography possession charges. He pleaded guilty to the charges late last year. Authorities discovered...
This is the end of task 1.